The county's transit district will be splitting off from Park City Transit to become its own entity by July 1st. The new board includes three county council members, Roger Armstrong, Doug Clyde, and Chris Robinson. The two at-large members are Spink and former council member Kim Carson. Spink said this is his first position in the public eye. He and his family moved here from Alaska in 2013.
I am a civil engineer from the University of Washington, and my career history is that I am involved in infrastructure and transportation construction engineering projects. Earlier in my career, I was involved with the initial build-out of the Sound Transit system in the Seattle area. The company that I was with built bus stations and bus lanes and HOV lanes along the I-5 corridor. I have three kids. The last one is a senior at Park City High School, and for fun, I ski and I bike gravel, mountain, and fat bike.
He said that personally, he doesn't commute on the bus every day, but does use it regularly for recreation.
I started riding the bus a few years ago when I was stuck in traffic driving by myself to go skiing, and I was watching these buses rip down the shoulder. I figured there's got to be a better way. And then Ecker Hill was built, and that facility is just fantastic. It's easy to get to. It's easy to get in and out of. And so I started riding the bus. So I either take 6 or 10 when I go to the ski areas. My wife saw how easy it was, and my wife is a seasonal employee at the mountain. So she takes 6 in and out every day. And when my daughter, who's a student at the U, drives up to go skiing, she parks at Ecker and she takes one of the buses in.
He said that local transit is convenient and reliable with zero stress. At the board's first session, they selected Carson as chair and Spink as vice chair. They set a meeting schedule the second and fourth Thursdays of the month at 1 p.m. They also chose a name for the system, High Valley Transit, subject to public input. Spink said the staff drew up about 30 names and narrowed down the options in several cases to avoid conflicts with other domain names or businesses. He said he thinks High Valley is a great name, though it may not be used for all their activities.
We don't necessarily have to operate under that. So there's the name of the district. In this case, it will be High Valley Transit, but we can brand differently. So we might be able to say, hey, if you want to take the bus that goes from Kimball to Park City Mountain Resort, take the Mountaineer.
Spink said they want a smooth transition this summer for customers, and the board asked the staff to set up a timeline for their goals.
Staff put together a very substantial list of administrative, legal, and operational tasks. It's a long list. And so we asked staff to basically pull that list apart and almost create like a Gantt chart where we can say, okay, you know, where are you at with the RFP for this? Or where are we at with the negotiations with this other company? Where are we at with grant requests? Where are we at with the licensing and some of the legal issues that we have?
Joe Spink from the Snyderville Basin Transit District Board. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.